Okay, my name's Alex Donaldson, and I will be conducting this interview on behalf of the One Another Project and the Wellcome Trust. The date is the 16th of July 2009. If you could just state your full name, your age, and where you're from.
My name is Letty McLean, and I'm from London, originally from Suffolk, and my date of birth is 9th of December 1975.
And how are you today?
Good. Thank you.
So when did you initially hear about the project?
I don't know how I heard about it, because I'm a huge fan of Andy Gormley. I went to see Blind Light and I went to the Psycho Buildings exhibition, and I sort of find his work special, and I think I got an email, or I might have googled, I'm not sure, I just don't know, but I heard about it and I just thought it sounded really exciting. I mean, I love installations. I know sculptor and installational, but I just thought it sounded fantastic. So I don't know is the answer, but it's probably through all these emails I get. I'm quite sort of up to date with stuff.
And how did you feel when you found out that you had been offered a place?
Well, I never ever get selected for anything, and I never win anything. So, I mean, I was thrilled, because I particularly, you know, as I was saying, but, you know, I just couldn't wait to take up the chance to do it.
And what exactly are you planning to do on the plinth? Yeah.
Well, I was originally going to do this bubble idea, and I have a friend called Bubble Man, and I really would like to mention him, because I think he's fantastic and I would love him to be on the plinth myself. And he does these incredible bubbles that are the biggest in the world, and he even, you know, puts a bubble over people. And I'm just such a huge fan. I saw somebody doing bubbles before, I think last week, and I just thought, you know, I would never do bubbles justice like he would do them, and so I decided to slightly change it to a kind of installation about time. It's nothing complex or complicated, and it's slightly hodgepodge together, but I think I am hodgepodge together as a person, so it's kind of amalgamation of different ideas, but it's mainly about time and what it means to the passing of time, you know.
And how exactly have you constructed your hour?
Well, again, it will be slightly improvised. I do music aside from my secretarial work, and that has an element of danger and improvisation to it. So there is going to be an element of, it won't be constructed per se, per minute or anything. I have an idea of how it will be. It's not like I've rehearsed it or anything, but I sort of have an idea of it.
And what was your inspiration for this?
For me, time is, you know, a lot of things have happened in actually the last couple of years for me. There's been a lot of loss around me. I lost my father, and, you know, I will be thinking of him when I'm up there, about 4 weeks ago, maybe it was a month ago. And then I lost my uncle 3 days later. And I lost a very dear child last year, who's my writing partner in America. I lost his child. So time, sort of making the most of my time, it seems important to me, you know, and so I wanted to sort of do something that would reflect that.
And what kind of effect do you think this experience will have on you?
Well, I'm a sort of person who experiences, you know, many different things every day. I'm not a big planner or header. I think it'll be wonderful, but it won't be any better than looking up at the clouds. You know, I mean, in the sense of the impact of just being in this world, you know, I think it'll be fantastic to be so high up, and, you know, and obviously to be a part of this amazing project. But it's also the little things that you look around, you know, it's nothing, for me, it's not a sort of an elevation of importance to be, you know, elevated up there. It's just a part of my life and looking at the world from a different angle. You know, I think that's important. You know, I feel really honoured to be a part of it.
And this kind of loss over, well, recent loss and over the past few years, what kind of effect has this had on you as an individual?
I think it sort of impacts you in many different ways, and I think that, you know, I do look at the world in a slightly different sort of, I've always been, you know, I always live by the day. You know, I live in the present and I think about the future. But in a way, I've had to let go of the past recently. And the past, I was very I am a nostalgic person. I collect postcards and I lament over photographs and things like that. But I think for me, it's important to look a little bit more to the future. But then again, you know, if you plan your whole future, you plan 10 years ahead in life, you know, nothing goes to plan. And that's what I realise. So that's kind of what I think, is you have to be aware of you know, life is mysterious, as my friend David says. And it is. You have to be, you know, expect the unexpected, sadly.
And you mentioned about this friend of yours, Bubble Man.
Yes.
Can you just tell me a little bit about
Well, him? Actually, the terrible thing is I actually haven't met him. But I did a video of his bubbles. I make little videos, and I'm actually going to have my little camera up there, videoing outwards, if that's okay. It's a tiny little camera, but what I'll probably do later on is put a little bit of music to it, because I've got quite a lot of videos of kind of clippage of life, just generally, that I put music, my songs to, basically. So yeah, Bubble Man was featured in one of my videos, even though he didn't necessarily know it. But I'm just a fan, really. And he's very busy with the festivals at the moment, so, you know, I just wish, you know, he would do such an amazing thing out there. And he had this idea to do kind of, you know, glow in the dark bubbles, you know. Yeah, really interesting. And it's all science. It's all science and something kind of, something mystical about it. I love.
And you're, can I just ask you a little bit about your music? You said that you're quite involved in the music scene, or do you create?
Well, aside from my day job, which is not great at the moment. You know, everybody's suffering from this recession. You know, another reason why 3 a.m. is not a problem for me. But I do music. I've been doing it for a long time, a very long time, in fact, longer than most. And I'm a bit of a kind of, I never give up kind of person. But I'm really interested in writing, and I do perform, but I write a lot of songs there. It's kind of like, I did it since I was 4 years old, and it's kind of, I guess, a continuation of something that makes me happy. But you know, I'm actually, you know, I have been performing around London a lot, and whilst, you know, I'm not able to sell myself or anything, I have got a few things on in America on TV and stuff, so it's not like, but I lack a bit of confidence probably with it, but you know, I was very lucky to work in America in 2006-2007. And I released 2 albums. So yeah, I've been continuing writing and performing, really. Yeah.
And what kind of music?
They're just very colourful sort of vignettes. They're very simple songs, on a sort of slightly alternative, but really I just like to write good songs. And I think, you know, they're not complicated, they're very simple in a way, they're quite sort of naive, I guess some people might say, but they're minimal. And I perform on a Casio, I do a lot of looping, and the live thing I do is quite sort of a little bit improvised, which people quite like, it's a little bit different. But I'm hoping to sort of expand it out into a more of a visual kind of show, but because I'm playing everything, I play harmonica, guitar, keyboard, loop pedal, and singing all at the same time. Some people have been suggesting that maybe I should, you know, pull back a bit on some of the instruments and concentrate on the actual singing. But I'm playing next week, for example, Book Slam, and I you know, I'm really interested in getting, I mean, my interest is film, really. And my ideal thing is to get a song on a film, and then I'd be happy. I love films, and I'm nearly there with that dream. No.
Yeah. How's that?
I write so visually, and I made these little videos for my music. But I've got some placements you know, on my songs in America. I got I did get a placement here actually for that clothing company H&M a while back called Hang On. Corinne Day, who's a very good artist actually. She I think it was her who picked up on my song, so that was great. I mean, I get quite a lot of support from the art, from artists, other artists. I've got my friend Peter Murphy from Bauhaus, sort of, you know, people sort of supporting me, but you know, it's very, very difficult. I can't support it, but you know, hopefully I will sometime in the future at least get out for a month and perform, you know, as I'd like to. You know, it's all good to having a couple of strings to your bow.
And are you quite, to go back to the project, I mean, how are you seeing your hour? Is it a performance?
It's really I actually thought it might be a little darker up there, which is why I'm wearing all black. It will be a kind of performance of, but it'll be kind of subtle. I'm not speaking or singing or anything, but I quite like that. I quite like the quiet of not saying anything and not even, you know, I like the sort of minimalism of it. So I have a few things that are light orientated, which, you know, but we'll see, really. We'll see.
And what are you looking to take away from your experience?
Memories, you know, I'm a collector of them, so this will be up there. We also have had a lovely evening, you know, the whole thing has been a ceremony, like you were saying, if you were up there with your friends. We went to see this great stand-up comedian, my brothers were out, and, you know, quite a few people out. I'm not sure how many will be here at 3 a.m, but my brother will be, and my mum is. And so, you know, I won't ever forget it, you know, that kind of thing.
And who have you got with you today?
I've got my brother, my other brother. I think we'll go home. He has some children, he has his family. It's lovely, my brother. And my mother, and a few others, I think. It's quite hard to get people to stay out. But I tried. I got people out sort of towards midnight.
And what does it mean to have them here with you today?
Well, for me, family is everything. So I don't know what I'd do without family. I mean, we get on really, really well. I'm very lucky. And that's what I think. I am really lucky.
Great, well thank you so much.
Thank you.